All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I've been running around like a crazy mad lady. Oh my God. All right. My name's Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I worked all day, of course, like we all do. And then I had to do some work after school, making up a test for tomorrow. And then I had to rush like a crazy lady to the way on the other side of town for my both kids'. Parent-teacher conferences, and then get them food, drop them off, battle traffic. I don't know what I'm doing. My show, I mean, I'll play his music. That's good. But my brain is exploding. I've never been more busy or worked harder in my life. This week has just been gonzo, and lots of weird things have happened. Like, I've just had a lot of stresses come down the pipeline at me. We are in what is called the eclipse season. So if you're into astrology or not, well, I'll tell you, this is what it's all about. So we had a lunar eclipse, full moon lunar eclipse on the 31st of January, which if you're not sure what that means in terms of astrology, it means that it's like a full moon on steroids. So, and when you have a full moon, they say something will get eclipsed out of your life, or something will come to a culmination or fruition or something. So that's that. Coming on the 15th of this month is a new moon solar eclipse, which in that, what that means, it's like a new moon, but again on steroids, and that runs until the next eclipse season of 6 months. So all the stuff, so it's a time of new beginnings. You're supposed to set your intentions out there into the universe. And depending where your, you know, your planets are in your chart, or the degrees at which they might hit, this upcoming new moon solar eclipse, yeah, I think it's hitting at 11 degrees. So if you know all the degrees of your planets, you'll know where it's going to hit. So point of my story here is that between the 31st and the 15th, we've got this weird, I find weird energy going on. A whole bunch of just weird stuff is happening. We're kind of in this like weird limbo land. And we will hopefully, starting the 15th, move on into, you know, clearer sort of energy. And I'm dying over here. I really am. I'm so tired. I'm just so exhausted. My brain is just about to explode. But anyways, here I am. Here I am. And I'm here with you all until 8, and I'm sorry that I was 9 minutes late. So anyways, that right there was the Pointed Sticks. They're from Vancouver. Their heyday was like, I don't know, 1980 or so, which is probably right around the year that that record was released, which is called Part of the Noise. We heard their big hit, Real Thing. I love that song. And now we're going to move on into a band out of Victoria. They're called Frog Eyes. Tears of the Valedictorian is a great album. They have a lot of really long songs, so I'm going to play a really long one so I can, like, you know, breathe, excuse me, and sort of prep myself here. Oh, this is a crazy long song. This one is, what song do we have here? What is this called? Bushels. Bushels. Yeah, we're looking at a 9-minute one, folks, off of their record that was released around 10 or so, maybe a little less than that, years ago. And so Frog Eyes share some members with, my brain is so fried. I was going to say Modest Mouse, not Modest Mouse, but Wolf Parade. Yes, Wolf Parade. So these guys kind of go back, Wolf Parade, Frog Eyes, and one or two members may have played in each other's bands. Definitely, I think Spencer Krug, if I'm not mistaken, from Wolf Parade has played in Frog Eyes. So there is some connection there. There's like 1 degree of separation, or no degrees, if you will. And so I'm going to play this really long one. Whoopsie-daisy. And let me try this all again. What is wrong? What is going on here? I can do this. I swear I can. All right, let me try this again. Here we go. This is Frog Eyes on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, folks. I'm gonna try that one more time. Here we go. Let's try it again.
Much better, much better.
When he stumbled to his wares, and he stumbled to his wares. Oh, look up in the Bro.
CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
That is brand new from André Ethier, I suppose, if you say it the French way. And not the baseball player. There is one with the same name. But André Ethier is the former lead singer of the Deadly Snakes. Those guys being out of Montreal. Was it Toronto? Huh. I should know that. I think it's Toronto. It doesn't matter. One of those two cities. And we heard some very new stuff, the title track off his new record called Under Grape Leaves. And before that, some Frog Eyes from about 10 years ago with the song Bushels. Yeah, that's a 9-minute long song off the record Tears of the Valedictorian. The time is 7:01. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all for another 59 minutes. And I'm here every second week, so every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. That is my deal. Now, this show traditionally has been all Canadian music, and I'm doing a good job. I have, as of late, been veering off into other lands, but I have played all Canadian music so far, and I will continue. We'll see how long this will last. Okay, so coming up now, we have Tough Age off... Yeah, Tough Age we got. New stuff from Tough Age, the Mint Records band. The newest record is called Shame, and we are going to hear the song Unclean. You can check them out. They have a Bandcamp site, which is awesome. And then we're going to move into some Chad Van Galen territory out of Alberta. So there we are. Let's see. We'll see how long this lasts. And here we are. Let's see. This is New Tough Age. These guys are out of Vancouver. Now, they're sort of seemingly recently splitting cities between Toronto and Vancouver. So let's move on and take a listen to some new stuff, if I can do that without messing up. I think I can. Hold on. I've mentioned at the start of my show how I've had a crazy stressed out week, just nonstop. But let's hear the song Everyday Life from the band Tough Age here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this should probably soothe all our stresses, hopefully. There we go. We'll be right back.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah. don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me nothing back. She gon' take the brain to where the plane she spit on that. The doors and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trend set up, I know, my shit's cold. Hand set up because I ain't so bold. But hell, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media that logs false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fuck your numbers and your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with him. The tribe be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Tube on your head, Todd.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there, of course, is A Tribe Called Quest. From their record, which I adore, it's one of my favorites. It's called We Got It From Here, Thanks For Your Service. We heard We The People. That's like the big hit off that record. It was released, I want to say, about like just over a year ago, was it? Yeah, like November of 2016, something like that. And of course, rest in peace, Fife. Yes. Did I say Fife? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, of course, Fife. I had to think about that for a split second. Okay, before that, we heard Cloud Nothings out of Cleveland. So I'm not exactly sticking to my Canadian content exactly. But sorry, for a split second, I was thinking Q-Tip. Fife Dog, Q-Tip. No, no. Q-Tip is still around. Q-Tip is still doing his thing. Fife Dog, however, died. Now, I remember when he died. I was away in the Dominican Republic. So I was in the DR with my friend Karina, and I was just horrified. So that would have been 2 years ago, March. How are we already in February? As a, like, of like, you know, 23 months later? Because that seems like yesterday. And yeah, very sad. Okay. Okay, let's go back to Cloud Nothings, though. Those guys are out of Cleveland, and that record was released 5 years ago. I can't believe that. I love that record so much. Attack on Memory, it's so great. We heard Cut You. And then Chad Van Galen in there before that with a title track, Light, information off his new record. All right. The time is 7. What time is it? Oh, yeah. 7:19 already. 7:19. Okay. So let's see. Let's look at the weather, see what's going on in these parts. Okay. I'm just still recovering from just a crazy day. So... Let's see. Weather, Vancouver. Now, with my guess, it's going to be overcast and or rainy and a high of 7. Let's see how close I am. Okay. Let's see. Vancouver, BC, 7-day weather forecast. Okay, well, currently it is pretty mild. It's 8 degrees Celsius. I'm pretty close. Okay, so tomorrow is actually a high of 9. And it says only a chance of a shower. So there's sort of some sun on that little icon. Shocking. And then Friday is a high of 7 with a mix of sun and clouds. And then we head into the weekend. So Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is, wow, mainly sunny with a high of 5. And Sunday looks like rain with a high of 5. So high of, 6 on Saturday and 5 on Sunday. Oh, God, I'm so exhausted. All right, where are we at? Wednesday, February 7th already? Yep, that's pretty crazy. But let's see, what else do we have here to listen to? Okay, so coming up right now, the band Always. Now, these guys are out of, I believe it's Halifax. Yeah. And they have a new record out, and we're going to hear the song Not My Baby. I saw these guys about, I don't know, 3-ish years ago or something, and they put on a good show. It was at the Biltmore, and I actually took photos for the Discorder. And, all right. I'm like, what else can I tell you? This is that smooth stuff. All right. Okay, this is Always. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am Anita B. And here's Always. It's spelled with 2 V's. So A-L-V-V-A-Y-S, but pronounced Always. Nope. Hold on.
for the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Starving.
All right, that right there is the band Bully, and that's the first time I really noticed how much they sound like the Pixies. I had never noticed that before. Whoops. Yeah, so we heard the song Trying off their record. Feels like something. I don't know. I didn't finish typing that into the computer, so it feels like I need to look that up. Now, before Bully, we heard something from the New York band Parquet Courts with the song Light Up Gold from their record Stoned and Starving. I think that was released about 5 or 6 years ago. And Always was in there before that with a song Not My Baby off their newest record, Antisocialites. It is 7:36, and my name is Anita B., and I have some Black Mountain coming up right now. These guys are local. And we're going to play something off their latest record that was released just under 2 years ago. It's called Four. So the Roman numeral Four. And if you like my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, keep tuned in, I guess, 2 more weeks from now, because that's how it works. I am here every second week from 6:30 until 8. And you can also just simply go to the CITR.ca site. And you can find a whole whack of podcasts. So if you like this and you want to hear more, go check that out. And, oh, of course, we have McConan coming up in 23 minutes. His show is called Mixed Cassette, and he's here for an hour. Yeah, I think it's an hour. So from 8 until 9. And there you go. Let's hope stuff gets better. I've got this big meeting tomorrow. I'm just so stressed out. I've got like so much junk going on. Ugh. Anyways, I have some stuff at home that'll make me feel better. Some things to eat, if you will. Black Mountain. Okay, let's listen to some Black Mountain. The song we're going to hear is Florian Saucer Attack. This is a great one. Whoopsie-daisy. And I can get my crap together. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. We're good. We are so on this. We got this. Black Mountain here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Tambor Concerts and CITR present pop singer-songwriter from Australia, Betty Hu, on tour to support her latest release, The Valley. Come out Wednesday, February 28th, to see Betty Hu with special guests at the Imperial in Vancouver. Get tickets and more information at timbreconcerts.com.
from 1986, all the way back then. That was the Gruesomes with the song What's Your Problem? Those guys are out of Montreal, and you can find that on the record Tyrants of Teen Trash. They had such a cool style. Like, they really sort of copped the whole Ramones look with the haircuts, and oh man, I love those dudes. Yeah, that's even before my time. There you go, the Gruesomes. Before that, we heard something from the now-defunct Vancouver band Nervous Talk from their self-titled record, Different Person. And before that, oh, this is a great song, too. So this is from 2004. I'm talking about the King Kong and Barbecue Show song we heard called Lonely Boy, or as I typed in, Longly Boy. Longly Boy is nice. I like them long. Okay. Sorry. That is from, yeah, so that was the King Kong and Barbecue Show LP we heard that from. It is 7:52 and 7:53. I'm almost done. So 7 or so minutes until McConan comes in with his show, Mixed Cassette. And my name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And 2 more weeks, I shall be back. Before that, though, let's hear a couple songs. We've got some Buck 65 from 07 with the song Shutter Buggin' from the record Situation. There we are. Let's see. I am so exhausted. All right. Oh, suck. Oh, Jesus. Okay. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Nice dream, selling cigarettes and men's magazines and ice cream. There's all kinds of hunger pains, enzymes, hormones, 500 flavors, hard drugs, pornos. You want it, I got it. Low life, high strung. I just wanna watch the game and get fat and die young. Go to church, pay my taxes, smile nice, won't swear. Don't understand your needs, and frankly, I don't care. He wants to be a cowboy, she wants to be an actress. I just wanna stash some money under my mattress.
Are you boy or girl?
Wine and candy, fine and dandy, old and proper unity. Community, be damned to see a golden opportunity. Women with hips and brains that are scrounging for tips and chains. Ships and planes, high heel shoes and whips and chains. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Mail order fantasies, glamour for shipment. Got a good eye for beauty and some camera equipment. My sister's friends call me Mr. Lens, I'm focused. The girl next door becomes a goddess like Hocus Pocus. Studio lights and bondage gear hangs on coat hooks. Descriptions of fetishes written down in some notebooks. The customer's always right, even if you say it's wrong. I don't ask questions and the girls just play along. Venus and furs, black nylon, go-go boots. There's always an exuberant mood on the photo shoots. Handcuffs and harnesses, whatever else it pleases. Plus some 8mm films of some strip teases. Two pretty girls in broad daylight, they might play fight, tie each other up if the pay's right. Senators and next door neighbors, it's a funny biz. Not saying that I like it, it's just where the money is. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash,
where's my money?
Wash the dirty. Tore up the rule book, flaunting convention. Undaunted, drew some unwanted attention. Weirdos and do-gooders, big shots and minimals. Women with serious problems and criminals. 50,000 names on the mailing list. Estimated, under attack, being tested and investigated. Juvenile delinquency, my ass, what is this shit? Fought by some of the same men that I do business with. They focus on the negatives, treating us like common crooks. I'm an artist, goddammit, they said the same thing about comic books.
Who could have guessed it? Created a mob scene. The demand is undeniable. They say it's obscene. Spread eagle, American beauty, stranger and splendid. Major offended, naked as nature intended. Leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths. Maybe bitter. Don't want your manure. I'm an entrepreneur, not a babysitter.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
The question is, pilot. Remember Pilot from the New Testament?
What's this Pilot? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. 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 Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
My eyes.